here. And that's to be a means for your peace. So that's what the Course is saying to us. He says, you know, you will be healed when there is no conflict within yourself about why you're in a relationship. Unless you're in a relationship to get. And if you're in a relationship to get, then your relationships are full of conflict.
Yeah.
Why? Because somebody mad because they're not getting. I'm not getting the respect I deserve, I'm not getting the attention I deserve, I'm not getting the acknowledgement I deserve, I'm not getting the love I deserve, I'm not getting the money I deserve, I'm not getting the peace I deserve, I'm not getting. See, I'm mad at you because I'm not getting. Because I've forgotten why I was in a relationship. I'm in a relationship to give love. It's tough to love somebody you don't love. Now, that's the only kind of tough relationship there is. Mm-hmm. It's when you're in a relationship with someone you fear and you don't love them. Then everything you do in a relationship is work. Mm-hmm. If you're working, you ain't loving. Because love is so powerful, it'll bypass your ego, and it is not limited by the laws of time and space and magnitude and mass. Love is not limited by any of the limitations or beliefs that we have. Love can do anything. It will cure anything. It is not bound by man's laws. God isn't limited by our laws. That's good news.
That's
for me.
Good news.
I'm glad to know that. I'm glad that things can happen that I didn't think of. I'm glad that answers can come to me that I don't even know how they get to me. You know? I'm thankful. He says, you cannot have perfect faith in yourself while guilt remains, and there will be guilt as long as you accept the possibility and cherish the possibility that you can make a brother into what he's not because you would have him so. So guilt comes from cherishing the possibility that you can make someone into something that they're not because you want them to be that way. So guilt comes from trying to make someone be something other than they are because you want them to be another way.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And
that's guilt.
Okay. Everybody's clear about where guilt comes from.
You done that.
Right. It's so cool. You know what's so cool is that we do it all the time. The most amazing thing about the Course is it just says what we do all the time, and it's hard for us to even hear it.
Yeah.
In other words, guilt comes from trying to make somebody into what you want them to be, even though that's not what they are. Guilt comes from trying to make somebody into what you want them to be, even though they're not that way. Guilt comes from trying to make somebody into what you want them to be, even though they're not that way. Guilt comes from trying to control, dominate, and make other people into something I want them to be, even though they're not that way. That is what creates guilt, because I know that's not right. It makes guilt because in our heart and soul, we know how to do the right thing, and we know out of our fear, we're not doing the right thing with each other. We know we're not. But we're innocent. We're just afraid. We're just afraid. That's what the Course says. You're not guilty. You're just afraid. You're afraid to love. You're afraid to trust. You're afraid to open your heart. You're afraid to reach out. You're just afraid.
So that's the same thing as when you're in a relationship and you make up scripts to each other and you have fantasies about each other and they don't meet up to your expectations, and so there's always conflict. It's the same thing. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I really can see that.
Exactly.
I'm guilty.
No, you're not guilty.
I know I'm innocent. I mean, I'm afraid.
You're just saying you do that.
But I have done that.
Right, that's right, which isn't the same as being guilty.
Yeah.
Guess what? I would like you to take a look at everyone around you. And you know what?
They've done it too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would venture to say they are doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I am doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I'm going to do it later on. The best I can do is cut back.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
The Course said, for most people, it's a slowly evolving training program.
Yeah.
So give yourself a break. Because innocence lies in recognizing we're the same. If we were to really admit we're all the same, we would immediately join and there would be even more heart energy in the room. The what shuts off the heart energy is forgetting that we are all the same and that we do the same things at different times. And since we do the same thing at different times, we think we're different. You know, today you feel good, today I feel depressed, so you think you're different from me. Oh, I just can't imagine, what is the problem? Tomorrow you're depressed and I'm jumping up and down with joy. You see what I'm saying? We do the same thing. Today I'm sick, today you healthy, you might, well, I can't understand sickness. And then 2 weeks from now you got a cold and I'm going, wow. You see what I'm saying? We do the same things, all of us. You know how I know? You want to know how you can always know for sure that the person around you is just like you? You see them. And they see you. So it don't matter them. Listen to that conversation. They can be telling you, oh, I love everybody. I love everybody. I'm having an agreement since I don't ever try to make anybody do anything they don't want to do. It's just all about the spirits of me. I have no problems with anybody, anything. Everything is good. Everything is fine. And what you doing in front of me? If you're this different, why is your vibration not taking you somewhere else? Well, I'm just here to help you. Oh. I am the caretaker. I get my sense of self-esteem from fixing everybody. That's how I get my specialist. I wouldn't deal with a person that was an equal if my life depended on it. Because if I'm dealing with an equal, I'll have to step up. So, and while people see themselves as less than you, they will gladly let you take over. Until they gain enough strength to go on their own. And that's why the caretaker and the caretakee eventually separate. Because the relationship isn't based on equality. It's based on fear. So we're moving into a level of consciousness where we draw people to us who have no conflict within themselves about why they're in our lives. They will come into our lives with the awareness that they're there to love us, free us, support us, acknowledge us, appreciate us, recognize. They'll walk up knowing that's their purpose. That's where we're going. But before we get there, we have to hear about what we do that we need to let go of. Okay? Any questions about that paragraph?
Just about what you said. What would a, you know, given that we've got teacher, student, boss, employee, parent, child, what would a relationship of equality look like?
Peaceful? A relationship of equality is me recognizing that you're not loved and I'm not loved any more or less by God. A relationship of equality would be me recognizing that you have the same characteristics and powers and abilities that I do. Me seeing you as an equal would be recognizing that you have an ego and I have an ego. Being an equal means that I recognize we are the same, that we are both choosing our realities, that we are both creating our realities, that we are both innocent, that we both make mistakes, but mistakes are for correction, that we're not alone, that you are just as loving and lovable as I am, that you may have some fear that block your awareness of love just like I have fear that blocks my awareness of love. We're equal in that we both need love, and that's the only thing that's really important, and that we are both free, and we need to respect that freedom. We're equal in that we are the same. We are both spirit. In bodies, trying to remember who we are. That's how we're equal. Now, the forms that we come up with to work that scenario out will look like we're unequal. But we're both equal in that we're both working out the exact same process. Recognition of who we really are as powerful, infinite, loving, spiritual beings. And I'm in your life to help you remember that about yourself, and you're in my life to help me remember that about myself. And then, since we know why we're in each other's life, guess what? There won't be a whole lot of conflict between us, and we will heal. And we'll see that extended to all areas of our individual lives. So my life will just start to get better and working out. Yours will start to get